И мы продолжаем нашу трансляцию с CloudOS Summit. Сейчас у нас в гостях Бен Таронто, руководитель маркетинговой группы по продвижению облачных сервисов Microsoft. Hi, Ben. My first question, what trends do you see on Russian market for cloud services?
Well, Vlad, it's nice to be here. I think the biggest trends are, first, that cloud, despite all of the obstacles that people think exist, customers are adopting cloud more and more. I think that the latest statistic from Windows Azure, our cloud service at Microsoft, is that there is more data stored in Windows Azure than was, or more compute power, pardon me, that was used in Windows Azure than was used in the whole world in before the year 2000. So it's this trend is only increasing. Again, despite the obstacles, we see companies more and more using cloud.
Great. Today we discuss that Microsoft proposes any kind of cloud solutions for on-premise, for public clouds, for private data centers. Generally, what's the main products and services which Microsoft proposes as cloud products for Russian market?
Well, we have to realize there are three different kinds of clouds. There's the private cloud, like you mentioned, that runs in a customer's data center. There's a public cloud, which is a Microsoft-hosted service, and that's Windows Azure. But there's also a third cloud, which is a service provider cloud. So somebody like Rostelecom, for example, might have a cloud that they offer customers. And our position is, which is different, I think, than other companies in the industry, is that it doesn't matter which of those you use. It's all cloud. They all have different advantages. The idea is to choose the best one for you. Of course, we hope that customers choose Microsoft technology, whether it's running in their own data center or in the service provider, or whether it's a public cloud, if they choose Windows Azure. We believe those are the best options. But any of those three clouds are useful. Inside the data center and inside the service provider data centers are running Windows Server, System Center as the key cloud technologies, and as I mentioned, for the Microsoft public cloud, it's Windows Azure.
Okay. Great. We know that Microsoft proposes a lot of features as the cloud services, but in the same time, it's products which provide something new every day. What we have to wait, for example, by Russian Christmas, as new features in Windows Azure and other cloud technologies?
Well, let me tell you about two of my favorite new features. One is the Windows Azure Active Directory. It's a way of managing identity services for the enterprise from Windows Azure. And it also connects to your existing Windows Azure, your existing Active Directory that runs in your own data center through a federation technology. So now you can connect to SaaS applications, you can connect to other Microsoft applications, and it's all hosted in Windows Azure. The other one I'm really excited about is something called Power BI, and this is not something that's out yet. It's coming in the spring, but it's BI, it's business intelligence and analytics that is hosted in Windows Azure. There's mapping technology, there's great features, and you don't have to worry as a customer about setting up the servers or configuring anything. Everything is there, it just runs, and it's beautiful.
Great, I think it's a requested features for our cloud technologies. Thank you very much. Это CloudOS Summit, оставайтесь с нами.